Cable Access Channel 96 presents Men on Film.
Hello, I'm Blaine Edwards.
And I'm Antoine Merriweather.
And welcome to Men on Film. Today, we're going to look at films on video cassette from a male point of view.
That's right, and tonight we're brought to you by a brand new sponsor, Hungry Men's Dinners.
Now, how do you handle a hungry man?
I wrestle him down and take advantage of his weakness.
First off, my favorite love story of all times, 48 Hours. I'm telling you, what with Nick Nolte handcuffed to that cute little chocolate brown Eddie Murphy's. Two men from different cultures learning to love one another and depend on each other's for strength. It was like an all-male version of Jungle Fever. I've got just two words to describe another 48 hours. Scrumptious. I'm through.
Strong.
God damn.
That was fucking good.
Oh, I forgot that. That was some good shit, man.
Dude, we were too young to appreciate that, man.
Oh my god, we were watching that when we were like 10 and 8.
It was like watching Wayne's World when you're a kid. Like, you don't get how genius it was.
Oh man, that was strong. And a little bit, like, it was almost a little Amos and Andy. A lot of extra S's in there. Menzes. Well, folks, you're listening to another edition of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. With me, Will Papagiorgio, no relation, just a fellow DJ. Thought it was a cool name. And Kate, Atomic Kate. That's your legal name, right?
Yes.
Rodriguez. You can listen live every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard at fcac.org/WEBR. Show's website is inpapasbasement.com. Tweet us at Papa's Basement. Find us on Facebook at Papa's Basement. Google iTunes, Papa's Basement to subscribe to the podcast. Or if you go to the website, there's a nice handy link right there. All right, let's bring down the GNR. Some good stuff, right?
If I never have to sing Sweet Child of Mine again in my life, I will be more than
fuck
happy.
Fuck that song.
Do you sing the good version at least and not the horrible, like, Big Daddy version?
Oh, I do. Huh? We do the GNR.
Like, doesn't Cheryl Crow cover it?
And she changes it to like being about a man.
Yeah,
that's horrible.
Really gay and horrible.
That is a horrible thing, and I'm sad that I ever heard that.
You shouldn't fuck with the words. No, it's changed to like
He's got the eyes.
Can't
do that.
It's slow.
I sing Hey Hey What Can I Do, and I leave it about a chick. I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's just.
That's what you do.
Whatever. You munch carpet.
Shut up.
That's different. That's different.
So. You don't change the words. I sing Sweet Child of Mine, I sing it She's. And if I never have to sing it again, I'll be happy.
Well, Miss Musician, what do you like singing?
Mostly stuff that I haven't had to do through. Oh, I love doing Paramore songs. I get
Paramore.
It. That's my weakness right now.
Hayley Williams pulling out her little tee-taws on Twitter. What, you don't remember that story?
No.
It's great. I want to say about 4 months ago, she was just tweeting and sending a few, maybe like tour pictures, you know, live pics.
Mm-hmm.
And then she tweets like a picture of her topless in bed with just her jugs out. Like it's standard, you know, like your girlfriend sending you a nude pic.
Nice.
And she pulled it down like 2 minutes later after there were about 1,000 retweets.
Oops.
Yeah. I'm like, WTF. And she's like, sorry, looks like someone hacked my account. Like in the middle of her like posting messages that were just her.
Uh-huh.
Someone hacked her account and managed to like locate the titty pictures and throw them up.
Mm-hmm.
Just be like, shit, I take a picture of my titties, whatever.
That's like the default celebrity excuse with all the shit that goes
Something
wrong.
Got hacked.
Yeah. No, and that was, I want to say, it was the chick who bangs Diddy. Cassie?
I don't know. I thought you were going to say that Cat Stacks or whatever. I don't
know. No, she's just this broad and she like, fucking got hacked and someone threw a couple pictures of her naked. She's like, come on, don't act like you never seen a titty or something. That's the fucking end of it, man.
That's awesome. I like that.
I mean, obviously, she's like kind of a, you know, at least half black celeb or something. So she's big in the black world. So maybe it wasn't a mainstream thing, but.
On the WEB 50 or whatever. Yeah.
On the WB nigger.
Welcome back.
However, Chappelle did that good old bit.
I believe it was welcome back, N-word.
Yeah. Welcome back. Fine. You're going to N-word while I drop the meat. Okay. See how this game is played? Leave me hanging to dry. Suddenly, I don't feel so good. Oh, God, I love Twitter. It brings me titty pictures from famous people. We were playing Metal.
What the fuck, famous people? Oh, we just discussed that. Yeah. Wait, the way you made it sound was just like Demi Moore. It's like showing her cunt.
Yeah.
Like, here we go.
Ashton just finished in this ditch.
Oh.
Look at the tapioca.
Oh, Jesus.
No, that's not how that works.
I don't think we can handle the responsibility of being uncensored.
Did you see the pictures of the bitch that Ashton Kutcher was banging?
5.427.
Wait, tell me the story, because I only vaguely heard it. I don't follow celebrity news.
Okay, it's like he got busted by someone, like, seeing him make out with some chick at a restaurant.
No, I thought it was someone else. I thought they said she was making out with a blonde chick. Yeah.
And then he was like, gets on Twitter because that's what he's all about. And he's like, oh, God. Oh, Star Magazine.
AP Lusk, whatever the fuck his name is. He's got like 4 million followers.
A plus K, I guess.
Oh, my God. I had never.
You never spelled it out phonetically.
Oh, God. A plus God. He needs to die a thousand deaths. A plus K. AP Lusk. I'm proud for pronouncing it AP Lusk. Fuck that. Fuck him, that homo.
Wow.
So, yeah, then he gets all like this self-righteous motherfucker and is like, Star called me a cheater. I think that counts as slander. I hope my lawyer agrees.
Yeah.
And then, like, later, I guess some other bitch came out to Star, and she has text messages, you know, talking about, like, when's Demi out of the house?
Yeah.
When can we slam again?
Yeah, when can we bump our Uggs?
Yeah.
And not only that, there's, like, pictures on what would Tyler Durden do. And by the way, I kind of like that site. Like, I think that dude can be funny. I know you hate him, right?
No, I don't hate him. I think there's just too many of those fucking sites.
Oh, everyone tries them. They have to be profitable as shit. Are you kidding me? Like, do you see what they sell their back banners out to?
Yeah, movies.
Like, yeah. I mean, the cake they must get for that is absurd. And I think Superficial is part of some network, but Tyler's just some dick named Tyler, man. Like, I know the actual... I don't really know him, but I've tweeted with him a couple times. He's actually like a pretty jacked dude, too. It's really funny that he jokes about not getting laid and shit. Like, you see a picture of him, it's like almost Men's Fitness-y, you know?
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. I think everyone does that by default. It'd be like self-effacing.
You have to. You can't just, like, that piece of shit. What's his name? Tucker Max, who's like, wow, I fuck everything. Like, I think guys just want to punch his goddamn face in.
The fuck is Tucker Max?
He's just some fag blogger who, like, God, I'm really throwing the damn homo stuff out there today. I love homos. Sample that. He's just some guy who had a blog back in the day about banging tons of chicks and, you know, treating them like toilets.
Well, that's pretty awesome. That's like Ari Golden from The Dirty.
Yeah, exactly. And just, a lot of chicks were
putting
all like,
shit on Facebook about how women have dinosaur brains. It's like all they're good for is spreading their legs.
Okay, then he was doing Tucker Max type shtick.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know.
But I don't know, man. The guy rubs me the wrong way. I think he's a taint. Long story short, Tyler posts these pictures of the chick that Ashton was banging and doesn't even like explain. There's no caption explaining why in both of them she's got a blast across her. She's got ropes like on the back.
I didn't see that shit. I just saw like a regular picture of her.
No, it's two nudes, like one on her tummy and one with, you know, like face up. So it's like one of her ass and one of her up. And first, Tyler's weird in that like he's the whitest white guy ever, so he's bitching about this chick having a quote unquote big ass and no tits. And she's got like decent ass.
Can you bring that up?
I've not seen that.
Jesus.
Kate, talk for a second.
Now everybody is.
It's not even like it's not ropes.
Photo.
Yeah, it's more like it's maps of Hawaii, to quote Jim.
A few dribbles.
Hold on, we'll punch her up. But like nowhere in the caption does he mention like it's the people commenting on the photo like by comment too. It's
well,
like
so it's just the picture and no.
Well, it's
remarks.
not AP Lusk making AP cum on it.
So there is a photo of a naked woman with dribblage.
Yeah, and he's just like, oh, here she is nude. I mean, like, that's
with no explanation of she.
Why there's jizz all over her.
Well, she's nude. That's what just happened.
It's the superficial that has, like, both of them and with just the maps, like, in clear, topical, you know, relief map fashion. Hold up. We're clicking through.
So,
Will's behind me.
So, Ashton was caught making out with this chick.
Whoa, who's that bitch?
They got distracted by another woman.
Carissa Shannon.
Oh, okay.
Who's she?
No. Some Playboy bitch who did, can you hear me, someone?
I can hear you. Right.
You're barely
Will
getting picked
says
up.
It's some Playboy
it's some
bitch.
Some Playboy bitch who, like, did a sex tape with some guy from Smallville. And she's, like, originally the way her name got out there is, remember how there was that Spidey sex tape, supposedly, of
what?
The two assholes from the hills? There, that's the picture I saw, just a regular one.
God damn it, where's this bitch with Vigoo all over her?
Are you sure you're not getting confused?
No, man. Like, trust me, I look at a lot of that other stuff, too. Hold on, I'll find it. Yeah, go back to your place. I'll call you over when I find it.
So, yeah.
You guys
well, that
have,
was distracting. I mean, that was just
you guys
hot
at the Billy
and
Kate hour for a second.
But
God damn it, I saw these pictures. I'm not imagining them.
Well, is this supposed to be Ashton babies? Was
I
that implied?
Like, it's not even mentioned on Tyler. Hold on, I'm going to click on the Tyler pics again, because it might have been
Did he
Tyler
spell out the word Kelso?
He went, burn, as he shot all over.
Foreman.
So supposedly he made
Why didn't
out
you
with
swallow,
this.
Jackass?
Tyler posted pictures of this chick, but Tyler doesn't say that
he doesn't,
this
like,
is the chick. It's in the comments people are like, this is the chick that made out with Ashton.
Well, no, he comments, he's like, this is the girl naked. But there's, to me, a world of difference between naked picture and you with, like, Jacob's ladder ropes all over your tummy. Holy shit, could this network be slower?
Possibly.
Fuck me, come on.
Do you want me to look it up on my phone? That might be faster.
Seriously, I'd rather dial in with a 56K and you could hear the squawking.
Boop,
that would
boop,
be
boop,
faster.
Boop. So he was caught making out with some chick, and then some other chick came out and said, yeah, I made out with him too.
No, she's like, she
had the text messages.
Like basically saying, like, when's your wife gone? Like,
yeah,
so where is
answer.
It now? So where is it now? What was his witty response to that?
Oh, yeah. That shuts him up. Once you have the concrete proof that you're fucking lying, then all of a sudden.
Okay,
yeah, you're not
are.
Taken to your Twitter account.
Okay, I got him. They were the Tyler pictures. And he's just like, here, you can walk around, too. I know you like seeing it.
So you already passed that picture. How'd you miss it?
Well, because I only saw the one. I didn't realize there was a two. So,
oh, what a classy lady. She's got fucking cum on her tits and just passed out on a sleeping bag on the floor.
That's
But check
awesome.
Out the ass. This is so big, it's disgusting to what would Tyler do. Look at that ass. There's like
that's pretty nuts. I mean,
that
yeah,
is because
it.
Men like the lollipops with silicone.
On both sides of her.
The guy's like friggin', he's a proficient. You know what I mean? Like,
You're assuming there's one.
Yeah.
It's two different loads, I'm guessing.
Yeah, here she's on a bed.
Two different trips to Hawaii.
God, what a classy broad. Let me just...
Like, I can't even take a nude picture in your wife's bed. I need to have your cum on me.
But who knows? I mean, that may not even be her. I mean, or not her. His yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it could be stunt.
I mean, honestly, if Ashton Kutcher is fucking chicks on a sleeping bag, then the economy really is in trouble.
No, it's just a fetish.
Oh, no, seriously, like a camp fetish?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. You should see this. This is a classy broad. Like, let me just lay here,
right,
splayed.
I'm gonna have to go
yeah, come around.
Passed out. She looks fucked up in both pictures.
It's just
she does a little
Will
bit.
Will suggested that I have to look at this chick.
It's a sad sight. Like, it's not even sexy. Right. This is someone who's just defeated.
Oh, I'd bang one to the her flipped over.
With the tits up?
No, the ass up.
You can bang anything.
A little bit of There's the
but it's not even like
out.
Sexy. It looks like I just got
yeah.
roofied.
Oh, she looks roofied. Yeah. She looks raped.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like Dead Girl.
Yeah.
Like
yeah, she's completely.
So there she is,
out.
Passed out with jizz all over. Like, it's almost like, yeah, she is asleep, and he just wung one out on her.
That's awesome.
Winged. Whatever.
Rubbed out a hot batch right quick.
Yeah, and then here she is again.
Right.
Looking kind of asleep, and there's just jizz all over.
Her butt, first of all, is not big.
Well, no, her hips are big.
Yeah, her hips are big.
It's like her ass cheeks and her thighs have no like separation. It's just like one solid cylinder of meat.
But it's also like right in the cameras. If the cameras are right
I mean, she's got big hips, and like in that picture where she's actually wearing clothes.
She's cute though. Like, I think she's a cute little bitch.
But is she better than Demi Moore? Fuck no.
Yeah, but Demi Moore is old. I mean, Patrice O'Neal once said the ugliest 19-year-old is better looking than the ugly. Better looking than the ugliest,
like 30-something.
Which obviously is a gross exaggeration. I don't agree, but.
No. I mean, you.
Demi's like old.
But she's hot. Still, she's hot as hell.
But you gotta understand, like, young Strange, you think that doesn't, like, consume his brain 24/7?
Maybe you shouldn't have gotten married, asshole.
No, definitely shouldn't have. Absolutely with you there. And a lot of people shouldn't be getting married.
But he did, I'm sure, for his fucking career. He wasn't, like, a household name before he married her.
It definitely boosted
his career. He was a fucking asshole from that 70s show.
I kind of sleep on the fact that he really did get a big boost.
Fuck yeah. He's fucking Tom Arnold.
He's what? No. Where are those
I
pictures?
Think that sounds like slander.
Where's Tom? Like,
Tom passed out on the sleeping bag.
Like, shit all over his head.
Tom Arnold had no name, but no, I'm trying to think of something comparable. Like,
no, yeah, shit. But I get you. Yeah, he was,
even
he
like
was...
Angelina Jolie, maybe? No.
No, Angelina was
pretty
known.
Fucking
she had her name, yeah.
God damn it. There is like something comparable where it's like they latched themselves on to like someone somewhat more famous.
Yeah, they're kind of B-rate.
And that made him like a household name.
Who'd yeah. They can be B-rate.
I mean,
you know,
okay. Oh, here's a good example. Jennifer Lopez. She was not a household name until she started dating Diddy.
Yeah, yeah.
She was like somewhat famous. She was not like a diva making fucking hundreds of millions
a
year.
Oh my God, she's worthless.
Yeah, I mean,
she's so fucking worthless.
I mean, that's... What the fuck? These people obviously know, like, anytime they get married, anytime they have a baby, like, their
it's synergy.
Face is
synergy, Lemon. It's
plastered
bigger than all of us.
Everywhere. It's on every goddamn stupid magazine and every fucking grocery store across the country. And we keep eating this shit up. Every time these assholes accidentally release a tape of them fucking...
We all get more famous by proxy. It's like, have you ever heard that really it's supposed to be, like, this positive, beautiful saying, like... by lighting someone else's flame, you don't diminish your own. Something to that effect. It's like this horrible, perverted version. Like, by latching onto your fame, I get a little bit of it too. And in no way does it diminish you. But now I'm famous as well. Like, I was going to, like, crow about the fact we played Men on Film as an intro because goddamn Dag retweeted me. And I was, you know, so pumped about
that. Oh, that's why.
Yeah.
So what did you twat that he retweeted?
I said, I know as a white man I shouldn't be saying shit like this, but 49ers coach Mike Singletary really looks like David Allen Greer.
Nice.
And he replies, no, he doesn't. He looks exactly like my brother, though. Which was pretty goddamn funny.
And then he retweeted yours?
Yeah, or he replied or something. Yeah, so then
did you get any fans from that?
I don't think so. But, I mean, I got to then retweet that Dag talked to me. And then I got to talk back to him. I was like, thank you, sir. I've used Antoine Merriweather as an alias more times than I can count. You know, it was pretty cool. But these little brushes, like anytime Don Geronimo, my DJ hero, retweets me, I still eat that shit up to this day.
Oh, he does?
Oh, a lot at this point, man. Like, nice. I'll tweet him all the time. I would say I've gotten about 5-10 retweets out of Donnie Boy.
Watch you suck his dick.
What if I could, man? I would take a fucking posed picture with Donnie G's map all over my back.
So what kind of shit does he write you?
It's just always retweet. Like, I'll send him like little funny links and stuff like that, and he'll always just retweet it.
Cool.
He doesn't really like address anyone in particular, but unless he's pissed at you. Which he's never been at me. Like, I try to keep
things tasteful. He shits on some people.
Yeah, because some people try to be, like, shock jockey with him. And he'll be like, hey, Don, I just buried a little kid in my backyard. And he'll be like, why are you joking about that? You're fucking awful, you know?
Yeah, Owen and I were talking about that shit, too. It's like assholes on Twitter, like, talking shit to them.
Yeah, I don't get a lot of guys who are, like, really insulting to the people, like, I guess who they have career goals, you know, or...
Ahead by insulting.
Yeah,
them.
Like, I don't know if they actually want to get into radio or anything, but guys will, like, shit on, like, Baba Booey as a Twitter page. And, like, he had to tweet, like, look, guys, I get it. Stern can shit on me in the air. He's my boss. But, like, I don't have to deal with your shit here. I'll just fucking block you. And it's like, why?
They're stupid. They don't understand that.
Yeah,
they think Baba Booey is a goofball.
He loves it.
Yeah, well, guess what? That motherfucker is probably living in a mansion.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
So, Baba Booey ain't that big of a fucking joke.
No, he beats your life as a goddamn garbage man, you fucking idiot.
It's like, that's the fucking show.
No, you're really, if you have any career goals on Twitter, let me tell you how to do it right now. Retweet people's material, because anyone who's tweeting stuff, they're completely egomaniacal and they love seeing that someone else is spreading their shit. I do all the time. I click like @Papa's Basement, like every 10 seconds to see if someone's retweeted my crap. I love it.
We all are. That's what this country's been reduced to.
Yeah.
Twitter
whores. Not to mention them two times in one goddamn day, but Chad Dukes has the right idea. He'll only like tweet people who are bigger than him, and he'll mention like Jim Norton and ONA, and he talks a lot about Kurt Sutter, the guy behind Sam Crow.
Oh, Peggy Bundy's husband?
Yes, exactly.
The real-life Al Bundy.
Yeah, real-life Bundy. And he's got the right idea. He's just very complimentary. He busts balls with his friends, but you don't see
people beneath him.
Yes, exactly. I mean, let's keep it real. Like, you know, fucking he'll shit on Othello in blue shorts via Twitter and drab. But you don't see him making fun of Jim Norton, being like, hey, you bald fag.
Well, you don't even fucking know these people.
Exactly.
Like, you know them, but you don't.
Yeah, exactly. They don't know you, and you know their persona that they put
the
out there, too.
That's the scary thing about, like, MySpace and Twitter. Like, especially Twitter, because, like, you actually have interaction. Like, I doubt there's ever been, like, some celeb back when MySpace was actually used who, like, saw a comment. It's like, you know, leave me feedback. And they're like, okay.
Yeah.
You know, people always like, yeah, comment my pictures. Fucking, oh, God. How dumb are you?
No, really? What Twitter is unparalleled in what it brings to people, just the quickness of the conversation and how open it is, and really how willing celebs are typically, at least a lot of them, to talk back to people.
Yeah, I mean, fuck it. Why not?
Yeah, I crow about it. I'm trying to remember who famous. I want to say the two big ones are Dag and RZA. And I want to say there's a third gentleman of color in the mix, actually.
Well, the Scott Baio thing.
Oh, yeah. My whole fight with Scott Baio. Yeah, there. So I actually got into it with Scott Baio. I'll call him the N-word, but not in the hip way. Call him in the bad 1950s way.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
All right. So while we're on celebs, you want to segue smoothly to Firecrotch?
Yeah.
Firecrotch McGee.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. People getting pumped. We had Nixie calling last hour.
Do you have something brought up? Because I'm out of the loop.
I can tell you exactly what went down. For those unaware, Lindsay Lohan went back to jail.
She pissed positive for cocaine.
Was it that?
Yeah.
It was,
really?
Dude, this blow?
Yeah. That was coke.
Sweet Jesus Marie.
This is the yayo.
Oh, my God.
So this bitch just got out of jail.
And to those kids, by the way, that's spelled L-L-E-L-L-O.
Is that how it's spelled?
Yeah.
I mean, I figured
like tortilla.
A, yeah, the A-A. I think it's that double L. I thought it'd be like, yeah.
It's yayo. Yeah. Not like that piece of shit rapper Tony Yayo who
well,
just spells
Y-A-Y-O.
Y-O, yeah. God. Oh, my God. If there's anything more ignorant than that, I just want to beat him. Beat him. I want to tie him up like Rick James and burn him with a crack pipe with my girlfriend. So we go on a 3-day binge.
No. Yeah, she tested positive for the yay.
Wow.
And what the fuck? What was it like? She got out of jail like 2-3 weeks ago?
Something to that effect.
Not very long.
It's really been a long time. And just every time she comes out, and it's just the purest of junkie talk, where it's like, I just want to put this behind me. I just want to move on with my career while I still have one.
Dude, someone
I'm clean. I wish people could just respect that. This is so behind me.
Oh, you stupid fucking cunt.
She's a junkie. And I hate the people that act like, I'll say this every time she ever comes up, I hate the people who act like they wouldn't fuck her.
She's still got some tits on her, man.
The body, yeah. I mean, she's like pretty trim with really big knockers still. And she's got great features, even though she's aging them like years for every one.
Oh, yeah. She looks.
She could stick around for maybe 2 more years, and then she's just going to be hell.
She's putting on miles like a porn star does. I mean, that is going to like hit 30.
Yeah, she's just going to be a rotten, craggly, dry,
you ever seen
dried
Jenna,
up husk of
yeah,
a woman.
If anyone's seen Jenna Jameson recently, especially without makeup, that's what Lindsay Lohan's going
to
be in about 5.
That's why you can't have
so
HD porn.
Hot.
No, God, no.
She had the best fake rack. Like, if you ever seen
I'll put it at number 2, Janine Lindemueller.
Hers are real.
No, they aren't.
Yeah, they are.
No, they aren't.
Oh, she told Stern they were.
Really?
Yeah.
Did she?
I think they're kind of saggy.
I think they're just like the best tit job ever. I'm
yeah,
really
you can get
sure.
Good ones that look really natural.
I'm really sure I saw her at the start of her career, like packing much less. She's my favorite.
Yeah, fuck, you're right.
Yeah.
Well, she's in that Blonded shit.
Not even Blonded. Even Blonded, she was corked. I'm talking like her original Penthouse.
Wait, okay, yeah. Just...
Hold on, yeah. We're at work. We can look at porn. Janine.
It is for work purposes.
Linda.
This is research
Mueller.
Purposes only.
Penthouse. I want to say
like
she's...
no implants or something. You know?
Yeah, okay, hold on.
I mean, I want to put it past a woman, especially a porn star, for lying, but... I don't know, maybe she didn't say they were natural. Maybe she just said they're
Jesus
big.
Christ. Like, I just want to like call off the show right now. Just send you out of the room.
I think if I got implants, I probably would just tell everybody they're real.
Hold
and
on.
And just be like, fuck you.
Hold on. Janine broke my heart, by the way.
She looks like a fucking mess now.
So there's two guys
she's
looking at porn on the computer like across the table from me.
She's like Bobby's mother now.
Who? Peggy? Peggy Hill?
The looks.
Oh. Oh God! Why would you mention that?
Dude, like
why did it cut to gay porn by page two?
John's gonna.
Why
rub
am I
one
seeing
out
some guy getting
Hill
nailed
tonight.
Doggy? This I looked up Janine Lindemuller. Why is there gay porn upstairs? And the guy's like got a black bandana around his.
Maybe
eyes.
Maybe the internet is trying to tell you something,
like
John.
Hostage.
It knows you.
No,
it knows you
and, like,
so well.
13-year-old shirtless Brazilian boy.
Yeah. What the shit? No, I love Janine, man. God, look at
this. And gay boys.
I no. Stop it. Stop, please. Janine, happy. I love Janine. That's my favorite porn star, bar none.
Type in Jenna Jameson Flashpoint.
Okay. Then I should twist my arm. What
over,
is this segment
down,
again? What are
that.
We doing? Like, and people are listening. It's literally just us.
It is John and Will looking at porn together. This is a very brotherly love activity. I really like this. This is
like
I can't
even
see...
sell this as a segment. Like, Will was just like, look at computer porn. And like, it's like goddamn Manchurian Candidate. Like, like you said, the keyword.
Saw the Queen of Hearts and
yeah.
There he goes.
I'm just like staring obsessively.
So Will is eating
a cookie and,
a
looking,
cookie
at
and looking at
porn.
I love boys, and this is why I love boys, because they'll eat cookies and look at porn.
Yeah, look at that. Oh, she's got a big mouthful. Looks like, looks like she's working some big league chew in that frame.
So they're looking at porn. In the meantime...
You know what's really cool? I think this predates 9/11, and yet it extols the virtue of the firefighter.
Well, yeah, firefighters have always been well-respected in the female slut.
No, she was like, in that fake porn... Oh, flip away. God, there's a picture of her looking like Kate Gosselin right there. Go up. Go... Oh! Oh. God, Jesus H. Oh, I gotta flip away. Now it's over. I'd rather stare at the guy with the bandana around his eyes fucking porking that other Brazilian than look at that.
I miss Betty Page.
Oh, good old Betty.
Those
she had that Lone Ranger porn look too, right?
For my money, those are the best tits of all time.
Betty what? Page?
No,
Betty Page.
That era,
like, what?
No, I mean, Betty Page is great, but those are not.
No, that's why I was confused by this. Yeah. It's an unexpected statement. Will's eating a cookie.
Mm-mm. Nothing like pussy
so
and cookie.
That's all right.
All my vices at once. Like Cassandra.
I try and keep my underpants full of crumbs, just in case.
Baby. Oh, man.
All right, so back to Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah. Took a detour, but we're back. The huge thing on the gossip sites was Friday. Everyone was first going...
Actually, one more detour. Have you seen Machete?
No.
Apparently, she's naked all over in that.
I thought she wasn't in the end. I thought they took the nude frames out.
I don't know. Someone told me. Maybe they were speaking out their ass.
Yeah, I think they're...
No, forced. No. I thought I knew someone who saw it.
And she's naked?
Yeah, no. I was like, is it a body double? No,
hold on. Let's Google.
Oh, no.
Hold on. I think it is, by the way.
But she's done a lot of new shit. Like, I mean, you've seen those Marilyn Monroe photos she did?
Yeah, but that's kind of tasteful.
Yeah, but I mean, her tits
it's
are fucking...
It's not Trejo, like, sucking on her nipples.
Yeah, but her tits are stupid.
As in, like...
Good. Yeah,
yeah. Language unto themselves that only angels speak, man.
Like, for real ones? Shit, man.
Oh, they're absurd. I like the big areola thing going. I like the whole thing she's packing.
Yeah, she is hot. Chris.
Oh, no, she really is. I don't get these guys on gossip sites who are like, wow, she's a coke whore. And I'm like, that's better. That's even better. She could give me
she's what, like 23? She's got wrinkles and shit.
Yeah, but she'll pass out on your sleeping bag and you can just take photos and flip her over and take some more.
Yeah, but that's the kind of girl who like pissed the bed too. She's so fucked up.
Well, that's why you put her on a sleeping
bag. But you can
just
lie and be like, oh, I banged her so hard she squirted 2 hours after the fact.
She shattered herself.
Sleep.
No, that's why you roll around in the sleeping bag. You don't put her on the mattress.
Yeah, she's not nude in it, man. It's body doubles and shit. I heard they cut like every nude scene at the end.
Just like licking Trev's jizz out of his scar torn torso.
Jesus Christ.
That is fantastic.
Too much.
Great. Oh, man.
Guys, that's great.
I don't think we need a break for this one. We'll just keep going. Just do another 10 minutes and get the fuck out of here.
Why not?
Yeah, it was big on these celeb gossip sites. Like, ah, fuck her. She's going to get out of this yet again. First of all, like, why are you so worked up? That's some stupid starlet. Like, is it people?
Because the original offense was she was, like, coked up and chasing people in her SUV, like, running them down on the road.
That's very different.
Yeah, it's, like, 3 years ago.
That's a crazy taxi.
It happened in fucking 2007, and it's just now catching up
to her. This is what video games have done to our youth.
Yeah, no, seriously, like, real-life Grand Theft Auto.
Wow,
like,
okay.
I want to do a line of blow off the blade of a knife and then just go driving around.
Okay.
And she was, like, chasing her assistant or something.
Okay, yeah. So she's like Sour Coach Sours.
That's
an obscure King of the Hill reference.
Like, just running motherfuckers down. Yeah.
Next thing, she's shooting crabhead zombies.
And not even driving drunk, driving coked up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so I revised my previous statement. Let's go back. People deserve jail time for that. But in general, there's this impression that, you know, the fucking liberal Hollywood elite never go to jail. And it's like, why are people so worked up about that shit? And not like the corporate bandits that sink this entire fucking country. Is it because they can put a face to it?
Yeah.
It's like I saw this person in a movie.
Yeah, because who the fuck
knows what
the CEO of ExxonMobil looks like? It's some fat white guy, and when you see him, he looks exactly as you picture him.
Yes.
But he looks like the guy.
Like he'd be played by Philip Seymour Hoffman or something.
Yeah, like wiping his mouth with $100 bills. Yeah. Indubitably.
A little monocle.
Using currency you've never even heard of before. Like, they make a kajillion dollar bill?
We value our entertainment industry far too much in this country.
But
it's just weird. Like, people place such importance on it. Like,
yeah.
The fucking Tyler and Superficial, the way they were jacking off about, like, she'll actually be in jail this time. It's a judge's order, not the sheriff, so the pussy sheriff can't let her out. Like, they were beating off like it was VJ Day or something
like that.
Because
they overvalue this.
Well, because even the sheriffs get off on it, too.
Yeah, like, I mean, I get it. It's fucked up. Like, if I had done 1/10 of these things, I'd be in jail right now.
For, like, 2 years.
Yeah.
If not more.
For, like, blow, you'd just be put away.
The best thing you can do is ignore it, though. I mean, you're just continuing her fame and her notoriety.
Well, again, I want the fame by proxy, what we said earlier in the
show.
Like,
well, that's exactly what they're doing. They're talking about her. They're talking trash about her. And now
they're just
known for talking. Yeah.
I would say that, but there's something, like, really genuine in the hate that's coming out of them. There's something that
transcends. That doesn't mean there can't be both things at once.
Because I think if you're, like, a celebrity gossip blogger, you really want to be fucking famous.
You do.
Just because,
like,
Perez Hilton.
It's like an art
want to
critic.
Be Perez Hilton.
An art critic wants to be an artist.
Yeah, it's like
wants
all you
to
do.
Be famous as an artist.
You talk about these people all day.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
your life, and it's got to consume you.
Music
you
critics
gotta,
can't be as big as bands, so you know, they can just talk shit about bands.
Like, you want it so bad.
Yeah.
It's going to make you fucking vitriolic.
We should talk about celebrities more.
We should. It's obviously a great
famous
talk.
DJs.
Can we talk shit about everybody?
Yeah, we can talk about that. Yeah, why don't people who actually have talent get really, really famous? Like, people are just out there. Like, guys like Stern and Opie and Anthony. Guys really busting their ass.
Well, that's what, like,
and Donnie G, Don Geronimo, that's a horrible, horribly depressing example. That guy had talent out the ass, and he's, like, barely getting paid out in Sacramento now on an AM station.
I mean, it's sad, like, what you're saying about
Don,
like,
I love you. Don at Don Geronimo Show.
Say it out loud, and it'll sink to Twitter.
Twitter knows all.
Yeah.
Seeped into
Twitter
your
brother is watching you.
Yeah. God. Love you, Donnie G.
How sad would that be if someone, like, twatted so much they actually, like, slipped up inadvertently and said that? Be like, at Don Geronimo, be like, oh, fuck.
How great would that be instead?
Said it out loud.
Fucking at, you know.
Yeah, just every time you address
Sarah
someone.
Sarah Blue is giving me head right now.
At John, at Kate. Yeah. That's how we address one another.
Yeah, exactly. Will's, what are you, Will?
Billy Basil. You're,
Billy Basil.
Yeah. At Billy Basil. Yeah. At Billy Basil, stop texting. Or is it an emergency?
Well, she's probably just waiting in the parking lot now. Who knows? Well, we can I be excused? Yeah.
No, let's wrap this shit up, because if I leave now, I can actually like get home for 10 seconds.
All right.
So, all right, let's punch out. Let's start Surf Rider. There's a big outro procedure. I'm again going to steal from Don Geronimo. He and his co-hosts were making fun of the fact of something in the radio station was so elaborate it required two keys at once, like firing off a nuke. That's the same way with Surf Rider. That's why I have to pause and acknowledge we're playing Surf Rider. Will and I have to turn...
Turn your key, Mora.
Yeah. All right, folks, you've been listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. Got Will Papagiorgio.
Yep.
Got Kate Papagiorgio.
What?
Yes.
What?
Just roll with it.
It's just the show rule now. You just change your name when you're on it. We're live every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, fcac.org/WEBR. Show website, inpapasbasement.com. It's got archives of the show as well as my writing. Tweet us at Papa's Basement, like us on Facebook at Papa's Basement, and Google us, iTunes at Papa's Basement, subscribe to the podcast. I Reiki. Thank you very much. We are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.